Chandra. Shankara, also called Shankaracharya, is said to be the most important of all Vedanta masters. Who was Shankara and what is his meaning and importance in the Vedanta tradition?
Shankara was a classic commentator of the Upanishads and other texts. He wrote commentaries that are considered classic today even, on the principal Upanishads. They're principal because he wrote commentaries on them. On the Bhagavad Gita, which was perhaps the first commentary of the Bhagavad Gita, and another text called the Brahma Sutra, which is an analytic text. Any philosopher or thinker since Shankara would have had to himself write commentaries on these texts. In fact, Ramanuja, another important figure in Indian philosophy, wrote a commentary on this Brahman Sutra, half of which, the beginning half of the text, was intended just to refute Shankara's thoughts. So important of a thinker he was. He's considered by a vast number of Western philosophers and Western scholars, and not to say Indian tradition in general, as being India's greatest thinker, as the greatest philosopher of India. His dates range from 700 AD to about 820 AD. There's some controversy on the dates. In addition to these three major texts that he wrote commentaries on, he also wrote independent treatises which are intended to unfold the system of Advaita Vedanta, the vision of Advaita Vedanta, intended for seekers, for people who are generally interested in understanding this non-dual vision of life. They're not intended to be, although it is a consistent theology that has lasted these hundreds of years amidst all this effort to refute. It's still maintained. It's still followed by these aspirants. He also founded the Order of Monks. That's still very prevalent in India, of Swamis. If there's a Swami, he originally came from these the Shankaracharya order. With centers still, there are four centers, four moths still in India. Shankara's non-dual vision of self and the world and God explained in these texts through the commentaries. He is not an original thinker. Rather, he was commenting on the thought of the Upanishads, these seminal texts of the Upanishads. That's Shankaracharya.